I even remember picking up Trace, like having my hands on my hips, constantly having my hands on my hips, standing like I'm a woman. These types of things here, because I didn't have a father figure or like a male figure in my life to kind of be like, hey, listen, this is what you're supposed to do as a man. This is how you're supposed to move as a man. This is how you're supposed to talk as a man. This is how you're supposed to act as a man. Does that make sense? What's going on, guys? It's me, Nicholson. I'm back again with another video. Hope you boys and girls are doing amazingly. Appreciate all the support on the recent videos, guys. Genuinely, it means a lot to me. Like, I can see that a lot of you guys are genuinely loving the content I'm putting out. That's why sometimes I put out 3 videos a day, 4 videos a day, 2 videos a day, because I don't want to waste any moment or any day trying to be all strategical, like, oh yeah, I'm going to post once a week so that the algorithm does this and that. If this takes years for you to see this message, for you to see this video, that's fine by me. I don't care, right? I just want to make sure that I get out all the videos and all the information I want to get out there, and however long it takes to reach you, will reach you one day. Today, I want to talk about my experience growing up without a father figure. My biological dad, I saw him maybe 2 times in my entire life, and I have not seen him for over 15 years now. And it's a lot. There's a lot to unpack here. So this might end up being a lengthy video. So if you need to watch it in parts, because I know that everyone's attention span is kind of cooked, that's cool. We can start from like the beginning, right? So my grandma is the one that raised me from when I was 8 months old until I was 11 years old. And then my mom took over from there up until now I'm 23 years old. And in this entire time, of course, my father was never really involved in my life. I saw him twice at most. That's all I can remember. And both times, it wasn't anything memorable, you know? It wasn't anything like, he didn't bestow me any knowledge. He didn't explain anything to me as to, you know, why he decided to not be with my mother or why he did the things he did, you know? I think I'm also want to touch on like how it affected me, kind of like not having a father figure in my life from my own perspective. Most of my life I've been raised by women, and it's mainly been like a lot of aunties, you know, like my grandma, like I said, my mom. And I've had like a couple uncles here and there, but mostly the large majority of my life has been women that raised me. Of course, I picked up feminine traits from being raised by women. A lot of these feminine traits, I was very passive aggressive. That's the biggest one I would say. Like early on, I found out like let's say I'm angry about something, right? So these are the women that have been in my life. I've got nothing against women in my life, by the way. This is not me saying like they did a bad job or anything. They did the best they could. But there are certain things that women cannot teach men. So I found myself being very passive aggressive. So for example, let's say I was angry about something. Instead of vocalizing it and being direct and saying what I'm angry about or what I'm disliking, I would sort of like bottle it in and just give people the silent treatment. Just make faces, give people the silent treatment, right? And then in my head, I would think, oh, people are automatically going to pick this up. Kind of like what women do. For any people that have been around women, this is what women do a lot of the time. I'm not saying every woman does this, but in my own experience, the large majority of women, they just, when they're angry at you for something, instead of like saying, oh yeah, this is what's wrong, like you say, oh, what's wrong? Nothing. Are you angry at me? No. Right? They just start giving you one word responses. That's how it was early on as a young kid, whenever I was angry about something. And I thought people would feel bad for me. People would have like sympathy for me. But no, I genuinely had a rude awakening, and I was like, damn, like, okay, so this is not having the same effect as I thought it would, you know? I was also very timid. I was not somebody who was like fully confident or somebody that had like, you know, positive body language. I was very timid. I wanted to be very like, you know, just under the radar. I wasn't somebody who was fully confident in himself. I also didn't like confrontation. I was very afraid of confrontation. When somebody did me wrong, instead of me, again, confronting those people and saying, hey, listen, here's what you did, I didn't like this. Like what men do, right? As a man, you must be direct. As a man, you must be vocal, and you can't be afraid of confrontation. People, like what I automatically used to think was confrontation means it's going to lead to violence. And I wanted to avoid that at all costs, right? I was afraid of violence, you know? And it's like, as a man, you can't be afraid of confrontation. It's not going to lead to violence. Like when somebody does something which upsets you, vocalize that. And I didn't vocalize this because the women that were around me, again, this is the traits I picked up from them, right? I even remember picking up traits like having my hands on my hips, constantly having my hands on my hips, standing like I'm a woman. these types of things here, because I didn't have a father figure or like a male figure in my life to kind of be like, hey, listen, this is what you're supposed to do as a man. This is how you're supposed to move as a man. This is how you're supposed to talk as a man. This is how you're supposed to act as a man. I was very like shy. I was very shy for no reason. You know, I'm a very extroverted person, as you guys can tell, but I was very shy. You know what I mean? When I was around other people, when I'm by myself and everything, like I was fine. I was not shy or anything, but I was very shy in terms of like, again, I wasn't fully just able to be my full self. You know, I felt like a part of me was missing, you know? So what I started doing anyways, when my mom took over to raise me and everything, like I started realizing when I was around other kids that had been raised by both parents or that had male figures, they were a lot more aggressive. They were a lot more direct and straight to the point. They were a lot more confident, right? They were not like shy, timid or passive aggressive. They were very direct and straight to the point. That's when I figured, damn, like, why am I not like this? I was questioning myself a lot. So I started looking for a lot of help on YouTube back in those days. Even in my dating life, like, it was so bad because women cannot teach you how to date as a man. Women cannot teach you, not that they don't know what works on them or anything like that, but it's a thing of, like, a woman does not know what it feels like to be a man. So they cannot teach you, okay, here's how you move. Here's how you do this. Here's how you do that. I even found as well that emotionally, in my head, I was very emotional, right? That's another thing I almost forgot. I was very, very emotional. What I mean by very, very emotional, I'm not talking about like I would sit there crying. Although, yeah, when I was a kid, I used to cry a lot. But I was very sort of like reactive. I would do things just out of emotion. You know what women do, right? A lot of the times, a lot of guys understand this, like women will do things out of emotion. They may say things or do things they'll regret out of emotion. As a guy, you cannot do this, all right? You're not going to be given the same leeway as women, you know? Women are, it's like they're expected to be that way. They're expected, it's like we've become accustomed to them being like that. But as a guy, you're like that, you're going to get slapped. You're going to get backhanded, you know? Other guys aren't going to take that from me. So I was very reactive, very emotional, very, like, you know, I used to throw little temper tantrums here and there just to my mom, though, because I knew not to do it to other guys because other guys would beat the fuck out of me, right? I knew that was a fact. So I would also say, like, you know, all of these characteristics came from being raised by women. So it's like if you're in the same situation where you've been raised by women, at some point, either when you start hanging around other guys or you start seeking more knowledge, like, okay, how do I actually become a man? Because I know a part of me is missing. How do I become more masculine instead of, you know, more feminine? How do I act as an actual man, right? These things you will learn through either being around other guys, like I said, that are masculine and guys that act like actual guys, or by having like positive male figures on online. People started looking at, so the reason on YouTube, I didn't search, oh, how to be a man. I just started searching like, oh, how to have a better dating life, right? That was the biggest thing I struggled with at that point in time, back when I was in secondary school. So I came across a lot of people. That's when I came across the whole red pill community, right? And of course, the biggest benefit of the red pill community was the self-improvement aspect. That is one thing I could respect. All the other stuff about, you know, women ain't shit, all this stuff here, like, I don't get into all that, right? I'm not really a part of all that. But the whole self-improvement thing, I was on with, right? I was watching a lot of creators like Steph is Cold, FitX Fearless, Austin Dunham. But then the one that had the biggest impact on me was a creator called Alpha Male Strategies. His name was AMS. He had the biggest impact on me. So obviously, he started off doing red pill content and dating content, but then he switched more to like lifestyle content. Okay, here's what I would tell my 18-year-old son. Here's what I would do if I was 18 or 20. He started making that content. This is years ago now, like 4 or 5 years ago. And I started consuming a lot of that content and I started realizing, wow, like as a man, I cannot be emotional, right? I cannot be reactive. I've got to be, one of his biggest things was always, you need to be proactive, not reactive, you know? You need to be strategic as a guy, right? You need to carry yourself confidently in a masculine way, you know? And all these things, I realized, damn, like, so all those years I was carrying myself in a very feminine way, right? Movies as well didn't help, like Disney movies and all these different things, because you need to understand the female experience and the male experience are not the same, right? It's a completely different thing. So I used to just see these movies, these Disney fairy tales, and I was thinking that's what real life is like. Oh yeah, I'm just gonna find a girl, chase after her, and then we'll live happily ever after, right? But no, that is not reality, right? You'll have a very rude awakening in reality, you know? But then when it came to like my dad, and it was to switch it back to him, right? For a long time, I wanted to be angry at him. I mentioned this in one of my previous videos. I wanted to be angry at him because, obviously, of course, as I started getting older, I was like, oh, he's a deadbeat. How the hell could he leave me? So I've got two other siblings, right? I've got two older brothers. Their mom died. So their mom died. We've got different moms and the same dad. Their mom died when they were younger. And then that's when my dad got with my mom like a couple years after. So with them, like, I used to hang out with them quite a lot when I was younger, but I haven't seen them in like, you know, over 10 years now, 11 years. It's been a long time. They live in Zimbabwe in Africa, right? But anyways, so with them as well, they were very like, they didn't carry themselves in like a masculine way anyway, right? But anyways, I felt very like, I wanted to be angry at him. I was very conflicted. I remember he was conflicted. Shout out to Kendrick. I wanted to carry myself in this like masculine way and just, I'm saying all over the things all over the place. What I meant to say was, I wanted to be angry at my dad, but I couldn't be. I genuinely wanted to be angry, but I couldn't be, because as I started getting older and you know, realizing, okay, maybe his perspective was just like, he was just scared. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he was just like very, because my dad didn't want to keep me. Right, that's one thing I heard. Because he used to argue with my mom. From my mom's side, and what she tells me is like, obviously, he used to say like, I don't want another kid, right? Because he already had two kids at that point in time, right? So that could be why he was like, damn, I'm not getting involved in this shit. So my mom was like, boom. My mom basically saved my life, and she was like, yo, I'll carry on, you know, just raising him on my own. My mom, like, sacrificed most of her life to just, to trying her best for me and everything, you know? But that's another story for another day, right? But to switch it back to the actual experience, right? It's like, I basically had to teach myself to be a man. I basically had to teach myself, either through watching other guys or through consuming the content, okay, here's how I carry myself as an actual man, right? I also didn't used to keep my word. I was a compulsive liar. And it was a very difficult thing for me to overcome, right? There's a reason why there's a phrase like, you know, be a man of your word, you know? I'm not saying women are not people that keep their word or their integrity or whatever it is, but it's very important for you as a man. The only thing you have is your word. The only thing you have is your integrity. And for a long time, I battled with this, right? At times, I still do battle this, because sometimes I lie for no reason. You know, sometimes I say, oh yeah, I want to do this thing. I'll help you do this thing. But then when it comes time to doing it, I don't follow through. You know, it's something which I've actively been working on. But it's very rare for me not to keep my word. But yeah, as a man, you've got, the only thing you have is your word, right? As a man as well, you don't need, like, one thing I learned was, because obviously I had this like backwards, because I thought, oh, as a true man, I need to carry myself like, yeah, I'm a man. Yeah, I'm a man. Right, walking around. Yeah, bitch. Right, right. You know what I mean? Just all that toxicity, right? You don't need to be like that as a guy. As a guy, all I need to do, have boundaries, have self-respect, have integrity. Those three things there. Boundaries, self-respect, integrity. Those things are going to take you far. That's what you need as a man, right? You don't need to be a macho guy or to prove you're a man, right? Like, you be a real man. I really hate that whole, you know, them whole sayings there. But like, be a real man, be a true man, all these different things. But I would say, like, when you have those three things there, it does take a lot of time, right? But you become more of a man. Another thing as well that I kind of picked up as I got older was character, right? As a man, you're going to be tested a lot. And you need to basically, I wouldn't say smile through the test, but kind of like, you can't panic under stress, right? When things are going turbulent and things are going bad, women typically panic. Women typically are very stressed. They will be very emotional, like I said. As a man, you cannot be emotional. Always look at solutions. And another thing I almost forgot, I was a victim. I had a victim mindset. I did not want to take accountability for a lot of things. Again, most of the women in my life, right? They didn't want to take accountability for a lot of their like shortcomings in life, you know. Okay, I don't want to take accountability that I dated the wrong guy and now I'm a single mom. I don't want to take accountability for the fact that, you know, I'm going through this negative situation or that negative situation. Like, they wanted to, or they always had somebody to blame, right? That's one thing which I had as well, characteristic which I had as well early on that I had to lose, right? Losing that victim mentality will save you a lot. Like, it's going to help you improve your life in so many ways that you cannot even imagine, you know? Like, what's another thing? There's another thought that I had here that literally, I was literally about to say after that victim mentality thing, but it's literally disappeared from my head now. This is annoying, guys. Like, there's so much information for me to give you. So accountability, let me think. Victim mentality, accountability. It will come back later, right? But yeah, I had like a victim mentality where I was like, oh, I always found somebody to blame, right? I always found somebody to blame or something to blame for why things were the way they were, you know? Another thing was, oh yeah, it came back to me. I used to gossip a lot because, again, I was raised mostly by women. Women tend to just gossip a lot. This is a thing women are known for. Women will tell you themselves. And as a man, you cannot be gossiping, bro, right? This is not a masculine thing. You cannot be... I mean, then again, a lot of guys that I've came across, they gossip a lot, bro, okay? But masculine guys that were raised by true father, they don't gossip, bro. I remember, this is so funny, right? I was dating this girl... this is so hilarious. She was like, oh, so why do you never tell me much about your friends? And I was like, oh, what do you want to know? Oh, like, who are they dating? How long have they been dating? All these, just a million questions. And I was like, I mean, I don't really ask much questions unless I get told something by my friends. Like, I'm not really like, you know, like, I'm not really surgical. Like, oh, tell me every single minute detail. I don't really care that much. And she's like, what? No, like, as I have to know every single detail. I'm like, damn, bro, nah. You know what I mean? As a guy, you'll find as well, like, you're molded by the people that are around you, you know? You're molded by the people that are around you. So when you're around sort of like the wrong crowd, yeah, that's what's gonna form you as well, right? I've even heard stats as well. I've never researched these myself, I've just heard them, so correct me if I'm wrong. But I've heard, like, statistically, apparently, guys that commit the most crimes are raised by single women or single moms or single parents or whatever, right? And it's like, I can kind of see why that would be true. If it is true, I can see why. Just because you don't have the like, men and women are supposed to be, they balance each other out in a lot of aspects, you know, they balance each other out. And when you have just one side, it's like the scale is just imbalanced, you know. And you have to do a lot of self-work, a lot of self-reflection, a lot of self-improvement to rebalance the scale yourself. You know, you have to go through a lot of suffering. But yeah, I think that's pretty much everything. Like, guys, I just because I don't write down what I want to say, maybe that's why I'm always all over the place. I don't know. But from what I wanted to say, I think that's everything, you know. Let me think. Ah, yeah, another thing as well, I mean, I never wanted to be in the wrong. I found it hard to admit when I was in the wrong, but as a guy, you must admit when you're wrong, bro, right? There is no shame in admitting you're wrong and taking accountability, like I said before. You know, it's very difficult to do, but it's got to be done, right? But yeah, I think that's pretty much everything. If I've forgotten any points that I wanted to mention, I'll probably make a part two of this video, potentially, but I think that's pretty much everything, yeah? So yeah. Thank you guys for your time. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Again, if you see this years later, then just know Unc Nicholson was 23 at this point in time. And yeah, I'm just leaving little, what's the word? Little checkpoints of like how I'm thinking. I don't know. But yeah, I appreciate you guys for watching. I'll catch you guys in the next video, man. Love.